Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Beef Buzzin' today with Cattle Market Watcher Jim Robb after this. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Mark Hodges of OK Genetics says the latest varieties from the OSU wheat breeding program are worth a look.
The newer varieties have more potential. Not only are the genetics there, but they've got a better disease package.
Duster has dominated the 2010 wheat variety trials across the state, yielding better than any other variety from any other breeding program, hands down. OK Genetics, helping fund plant breeding research that will help wheat producers prosper. Visit their website at www.okgenetics.com. Dr. Jim Robb has been a cattle market watcher that we've gone to on a regular basis. He's been a part of the Livestock Market Information Center for 19 years based out of the Denver area, but he's recently made the move to the CoBank organization, part of the Farm Credit System. But he still came to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association convention this last weekend in Midwest City to talk about the cattle market with OCA members. And we had the opportunity to talk with him extensively about where this market stands right now.
Summer markets, have they surprised you at all? In other words, it seemed like we had a pretty strong spring. We backed off close to $90, but now we're back up or close to $95.
I think the late summer market here, this mid-July and probably through mid-August summer market, a little bit stronger, especially on the fed cattle prices than anticipated. We're usually in a very weak demand period. We've had some extra support that we haven't had in recent years from the export markets here recently. So yes, I think the fed cattle market, $3 or $4 higher than anticipated. And that's been a good sign, and that has spilt back into calf and yearling prices. So it's always nice in the summertime to not get as weak as we sometimes do, and I think this year fits that category.
When we think about the profitability of our business, and it seems like we had so much red ink for the last couple of years, finally here in the springtime of 2010, we saw the closeouts turn positive.
Yeah, certainly on the cattle feeding side, you know, we're probably going to have a year this year for the first time in several where on a continuous basis we're making money feeding cattle. And that's really, you know, a bit unusual. We're sort of through the period of the huge cost price squeeze. We're now pretty well adapted in the industry to corn prices at $3.50, nearly $4 a bushel at Omaha cash market or in some range, but no longer the $2 and $2.50 corn prices. So we've adapted to that. And I think we're building back some demand, mostly in the export market. So, you know, that supply and the demand side have sort of come together. That's the fundamentals behind the strength that we've had. We've also had, you know, margins on the packer side much better than they have been in recent years, partly due to the drop value, the non-meat items, the hide, et cetera, really being pulled higher by those Asian markets, which are really growing. That's also where we're getting our strong beef exports to. So I think those have sort of come together. You know, the supply side's tight. Finally, we got some demand in the marketplace. That gives us a better market across the board. Cow-calf operations for the first time in a couple years this year are going to make money too, cover their cash costs of production. We've had really two tough years in cow-calf country too. So I think we're really setting a better foundation than we've had in recent years.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Now's the time to be thinking about rotating some of your winter wheat acres into winter canola this fall. Research has proven that wheat yields and quality have suffered due to being grown continuously for decades in many fields. Producers Cooperative Oilmill reminds you that growing winter canola near wheat acres will result in more productive wheat results in future years. And winter canola can be a profitable rotational crop with your winter wheat. Contact Brandon Winters at 405-232-7555 to find out more about growing and marketing your canola with PCOM.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.